From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In a moment, a gas shortage in Phoenix, Arizona, and people are going to incredible lengths to fill their tanks. But first, President Bush is in Oregon today to talk about his Healthy Forest Initiative. This is the same program he was promoting last week in California.
We've undertaken 900 park maintenance projects. That's a good start. We're making progress. We'll do another 500 this year and 400 next year. Slowly but surely, we're beginning to deal with the backlog of much-needed maintenance.
Tomorrow, Mr. Bush goes to Seattle, and the subject again, the environment. Polls indicate that conservation is a tricky question for him. Most people care about it and don't think the president is doing very well with it. Many voters who are surveyed say the Democrats would do better. Still, how big a political concern should this be for the president as he attempts re-election? That's the kind of question that Morris Fiorina thinks about. He's the Wendt Family Professor of Political Science at Stanford University. Professor, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you.
And let me ask you, how much of a factor in voting are environmental concerns?
Well, I think for some people who care very deeply, they're a major factor. I think for the population on the whole, as you pointed out, there's a great deal of support for environmental policies. People are willing to make economic sacrifices for the environment. As you say, the Bush administration has gotten itself on the wrong side of this issue through a lot of its policies.
Is it the kind of thing that people would say, what, 10, 15, 20% of the population would, when they go to the polls to vote, they'd say, this is it for me?
I think that's probably true, but most of those people are already in the Democratic camp, so I don't think Bush is really worried about them. I think probably the concern is more the suburban swing voter who will determine this election, and I think there's a series of issues. This all ties in really with the whole compassionate conservative theme that I think the administration is trying to position itself on a number of issues where they feel they're vulnerable to defections among the middle class.
But it specifically seems to be the environment last week and this week that Mr. Bush is working on to portray himself as a friend of the environment.
I think these things are set up long in advance for one thing. I think another thing going on right now is the blackout that obviously they probably do want to do something, not just for political reasons, but for genuine public policy reasons about the energy situation, the transmission situation. And I think they'd like to establish a little more credibility on the issue that they're not simply trying to use this as a subterfuge to get across various core policies.
For these suburban swing voters that you talk about, how big a part of the electorate are they, and what is there a kind of a basket of concerns for them that would include the environment, and what other issues?
Well, just about everything. As you know, the country right now is about one-third urban, one-third suburban, one-third rural, with rural declining and suburban going up. And the suburbanites are, by and large, middle-class people. They're concerned about education. They're concerned about the health of the economy. They're concerned about health care. A whole lot of basically middle-class issues. The issues that the wing nuts of the two parties in the bases really are not speaking about in many cases. And so I think right now, I think the administration is simply trying to shore up its image on a lot of issues like this that are of concern to the broad middle class, even though they don't dominate the political debate in Congress and at the grassroots.
I saw a new poll out this morning that says Mr. Bush has suffered a decline in support among California voters.
Yeah, it's been going down pretty steadily, and that simply reflects the fact that there were a fair number of even Democrats, but certainly independents, who, as a result of 9/11 and the Iraq War and so forth, were behind Bush. And that support is eroding, which I think was predictable. He's got an uphill fight in this state.
Morris Fiorina, professor of political science at Stanford University and senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, thanks for being with us on Day to Day.
Thank you.